did people here in the Possum Walk community, did anybody ever have a little shelter or some kind to keep wood in?
Oh, yeah, woodshed. A lot of people did. But a long time ago, you have to have a woodshed, and that is fine, too. You bring that wood up and put it in, it's always dry. You could go out and get it, you know, and bring it in and never have no trouble with it. It's dry.
What about something like tools or something? Where do people keep things like that?
You mean back in those days?
Now or then, either one.
Well, we keep ours now out here under this tractor shed. We got a big shelf on each end of that tractor shed to just keep them covered with tools and just keep tools sticking up in the plate and all over the thing, you know. Just that's where we keep our tools out there now. Of course, used to we didn't have many tools, you know. There wasn't much mechanical work done. About all they'd have is an old fro. You don't even know what a fro is, do you?
No, sir. What is it?
You make boards out of. That's what you make. Boards to cover your house with, you know. They used to make the stuff to cover the house with in the place of buying shingles. They'd make boards.
You had a fro.
A fro, and a mallet. A mallet was a piece of wood. You'd get a piece of hard wood. They usually used, I forget now what kind of wood they usually used to make the mallet out of, but anyway, you made that mallet, and you made it a handle on it just right to hold it in your hands, and you taper that on down, and then you'd make a big old round thing on the end of it, about like that, you know, to where you would hit that fro with. And the fro was an old blade. You never have heard the expression, as dull as a fro? Well, they were dull. A fro was real dull. And they were, the iron part of it was about that long, and then it had a handle. It went like that, you see. The handle went in like that, and you'd hold a handle. So we say the handle was about this long from here to there. And the fro was on it. You'd hold a handle in your hand here and put that blade on your piece of timber. You had to have a little rack to put your timber in to make your boards out of. You'd have to cut down your tree and cut your little box that you was going to make your shingles out of. If you want them 2 feet long, I mean your boards. If you want them 2 feet long, you'd cut the thing 2 feet long and you'd make it as big square as you really wanted your boards. And you'd place that fro on that piece of timber, right the width you wanted your board, and take that mallet and wham that over that iron with it, and it'd go in that piece of timber, and then you'd mash down on that handle and spit it out. And you had to be mighty particular to pick a tree that was split good, you know. And I mean, they'd make boards to cover great big houses with out of nothing in the world. Just make them just sit down on a seat and just have that stuff right in front of them and make them, you know. I made boards to cover my big barn that I had down to this other place. I made boards to cover it. Made them out of a pine tree. You know, get pine as well. And they make oak boards too, but pine is the best because it split better than anything. And a lot of people made the, well, nearly everybody back those made their own material to cover the house with out of boards, you know. They didn't have tin like they do now, you know. And then it didn't have those shingle mills even. I can't remember even a shingle mill in this whole community when I was a young man.
Well, what about, I know you didn't have a bathroom in your house then.
Oh, no, had an outdoor toilet out in the yard. You had to get that back out away from the house so there wouldn't be no smell or nothing, no one could help. And about all they had to use to keep down the odor with lime and stuff like that to throw in, you know. And it, a lot of times it'd be out far near the mailbox in the house, you know. I mean, that is it. Wasn't nobody out in the country didn't. I don't know whether they did that. I don't know it's what time they began to have them in town. I guess they had to have them in town. Of course, before we did, we began to get thick and settled, you know. But we didn't have a bathroom for a long time, you know.
What did you call it? That building out there.
Toilet?
Did you ever hear it called anything else?
Privy. From Privy. Privy, I don't know where that name comes from, but Privy. I've heard about Privy. Outdoor toilet. Call it first one thing and another. It ain't got steam too bad, call it most anything.
Well, now, you mentioned the barn. Tell me about the barn.
Well, that's where we kept your hay and your feed stuff. All your feed stuff, usually, back in those days,